Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My favourite piece of story, man, I've got a few, but my favourite one, see, like the second year we're in Tenerife, right? This is that unbelievable when I'm going to tell you, you're not going to believe me, but if you know Greasy, you'll know. Like, see when Greasy's drunk, mate, it's just, I think that, like, there's just bluebirds tweeting in the air, the sun's like a big jellyfish, like, he just sees cartoons running about, do you know what I mean? I just think he's got no perspective of what's running about him in the world. So we went out on a Saturday. Again, the gaffer's not really letting you go out, but we've had a good scoop. But then on the Sunday, the gaffer says, right, you can go to a beach club during the day, but you can come back at 9. But see, the thing with Greasy is, mate, he's the biggest lightweight in the world, but he'll last the full time.
Right.
He'll just be at his peak level the full time. So we're at this kill in a beach club, right? So okay, Greasy, lightweight and steaming. So typical Greasy, when he's out and he's drunk, he just falls asleep. So he's fell asleep at the beach club in Kelowna, right? And I used to always try and prank people or whatever, right? So I was like, I'm getting him here. So I just got, it was me, Scott Arfield, Lee Wallace and Jamie Murphy. So I just got a picture of a guy with swimming shorts on and his boss hanging out his swimming shorts, right? So I just got the picture off of Google. So Greasy wakes up and I was like, oh no, Greasy, no. He's like, what? Look, steaming. I was like, mate, look at this. Showed him the picture of the guy with his boss hanging out. I was like, mate, that's from Sky Sports News. Are you with your boss at Kelowna Beach Club? So he's like, no way, no way. You're paranoid. I said, mate, I swear, man, what are you doing? He's like, mate, I'm sleeping, man, I'm sleeping. I said, what do you know fix them for? I said, oh, no, I said, Gaffer's got to go mental. So when he was sleeping, I got his phone, right? And I've changed my number in his phone to Walter Smith. I've changed, Lee Wallace or Jamie Murphy, I've changed their phone to Jim Stewart, goalie coach. She's like, oh, no. So typical stupid Greasy, right? Because why would this even happen? I've texted him from my phone. So he's received a phone, a text, thinking it's Walter Smith. He's acting me. Oh no, he's just text me. Walter Smith just text me. So I've texted him saying, like, Greasy, son, just seen your boss on Sky Sports News. Fuck's sake, man. Like something like that, right? He's like, oh no, he's seen it. He's seen it on Sky Sports News. So this full time he's generally hitting his boss on Sky Sports News. So we get back to the hotel, right? And we kept it going for like 2 hours, 3 hours. Me and Waldo are greeting, man, I'm going away phoning, like, he's still believing it. So I'm like to Waldo, right, let's try and like rip the arse out of it now so he starts to believe it's no true, because we're going to tell him it's no true at some point. So I text him as Walter Smith saying, listen, son, I'm in Tenerife. Come, Mon will go to a training pitch tomorrow and all day we have volleys in here. Are you practicing catching up? Mate, Walter Smith's about 70. He's never off volley the ball to Greasy's hand. So Greasy's like that. Mate, Greasy's sitting at the bar steaming like, no way, man. No way. I was like, what's up? He's like, Walter Smith, mate, go down to the pitch, they have volleys. Mate, I'm like, no way. So like, he's no doubt, is it? And then he texts Walter Smith back, like, nah, gaffer, my back's fucked and all that. Mate, honestly. So we just, mate, we still, I was just honestly crying about it. So a minute or two goes down, mate. I eventually tell him it's a joke. And I'm so relieved, mate, so relieved.
Oh, mate, that's the best story I've ever heard on you.
It is. It's no, it kills me as well. I used to have all the texts on my old phone, but I don't have them in this new phone. But anytime we're out, we still tell this story to loads of people and that. But
playing pool, playing snooker, any prankies? one of them actually involved snooker. Both of them involved snooker. So he got a snooker table in his gaff, and I thought, do you know what, I could do with that, because obviously it was easier for him to come to me, because obviously the kid's running about and that. He was like, if I can get out for an hour or whatever, then sound. So I was like, do you know what, I had a big room that one of them could fit in. So I was like, give the snooker guy's number and I'll text him what I want. So he was talking me through what he wanted, all the cushions and all that, and I just loved all that. So I text this guy, and he phoned me. So I'm like, hi mate, how are you? He's at Cockney accent. He's not Cockney. I was his assistant manager. So I've texted the assistant manager talking about snooker tables. So I've walked in the next day and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, snoddy. But me and him were just sitting at a coffee. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't even as if he was entertaining the crowd. It was me and him, and I'm like, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, me and you are sitting having a coffee and it's just caught, gave me coffee, and then we were playing snooker in my house, and we had these wee bolts in the snooker table that always used to fall off, right? But Snod's, because he was injured, he was eating really well, so he was having these wee protein chocolate things, but they looked exactly like the wee knobs that kept falling off. So he put one in the packet, and Greggsy was there. He went like, Greggsy, you want one? Stop eyeing them up, not like, why not? He's like, I guess one should do, but Greggsy went like, Nash just fell out nearly. Me and Snod's were rolling about the floor. Brilliant. And honestly, to this day, Greggsy's like, I knew what it was, and you, no way was he biting that hard on it, but
he used to just, like, I think he kind of thought, like, I'll come here and I'll play, but he was kind of in and out of the team. Mm-hmm. So, like, Martinez would play in one game, and then next game he'd be dropped, and he'd be like, come on, man. Samuel Eto'o. Do you know what I mean? Samuel Eto'o here.
And who's he getting dropped for, like?
So, like, he'd play, like, Lukaku, or Morales, or Aruna Kone, or something.
Kone, you can't play Kone ahead.
Do you know what I mean? But I think, like, Martinez was like, oh, you know, Sammy, you know, we'll play you one game, we'll play you this. But, we played Europa League, right? Can't remember who we played Europa League. And Sammy was on the bench, but didn't have, like, any shorts on, or socks, or boots, or nothing.
Slips?
No, but he had joggies on, right? Joggies, but he didn't have any of his kit on.
Right.
And Graham Jones, assistant manager, was like, Sammy, come on, you're going on. And he was like, oh. So he's sitting on the bench, right? And I'm, like, sitting next to him. And he's going to the kit man, can you go in? Go in, get my boots, my shin pads, socks, everything, right? Never had anything with him. Mate, 10 minutes has gone by, and he's like putting on his socks so slow, mate. Honestly, man, that was embarrassing. He's like putting on his socks, right? He's like, oh. Graham Jones, mate, assistant manager. Brand new as well, Bonner, right? He's going, Sammy, hurry up. And Sammy's like that. Hey, this man here, the name? Assistant manager, like, the name? Amazing one. I was just sitting there like, oh, I'm like, Sammy, assistant manager, mate. He's like, who this guy, the name?
I fucking love that.
There was one where he came in, I can't remember who we were playing, but there was always me, Bruni, Zico, Gaz, Mick, right? So he'd come straight in, no matter what, we'd get slaughtered, right? That's it. Slaughter them first, that's it. So we just get it in the neck.
Because you could take it, like?
Aye, probably. But we just got it, right? Every time, Gaz and Mick used to get tortured, right? So did I. And it was always them, and he went, and you're not Robbo. You're just as, but in fact, you're worse, right? So we'd get it, right? So one day he comes in, you knew when he was raging, because he'd always be eating something. So there was grapes or that, it was going about, so he'd be, so he was chewing about and he was walking. And he was like, so he just stood there, and it was a bit silence for a minute, right? Like, fuck's sake, who's getting it now? Who's the way to get it? And he goes, do you know what, lads? He says, if I was in the trenches, in the wars, remember in the First World War, boys? If I was in the trenches, right, and here's my missus, and here's my boys, my kids, and all the rest of it, right? And that trench is 30 yards away, people try to kill me, guns, you know, the way he goes on. And he goes, do you know what? I wouldn't take you with me. Right, so he points to Andy Hinkle, right? And Andy Hinkle's like, oh, listen, you wouldn't come with me. So he's looking about, right? And he's looking about, and I think it was Donati, and he says to Donati, you definitely wouldn't be with me. Right? And then he looks around, right? And in Celtic's dressing room was a big, huge pillar, right? Huge pillar over one side of it, right? And big Georgios Samaras, right? Sitting behind the pillar. So he's looking around, right? And he went, I see you, you big Greek prick. You wouldn't be with me either, right?
Brilliant, eh?
We're up at St Andrews for one of Scotland get the Guinness, and we had a we had a with a photograph to do in the afternoon for show racism, the red card, right?
Oh, you're not buying us.
So usual, all the boys are there, and they've got all the cards, and it's show racism, the red card. So me, time keeping again. 10 minutes late, running. All the boys are there, and I can see they're all raging at me, right? So I'm running down, and they've all got the benches up, and they're all positioned perfectly, right? So I've got to come in the front, and Tam's at row at the back, and I've got to throw up. Sorry, lads. They're all raging at me, right? Raging, right? So I go in, I go to sit down, but I've not got my card. And they're raging. And Tam leans over and he goes, oh, he says, give that orange bastard that shorty. Shorty says I'm a red card, will you?
Stitches.
Brilliant. I mean, what a line. He says, give that orange be that shorty says I'm a red card. And it's one of the best ever in the whole place.
Oh,
I can still, oh, fantastic.
These two together must have been something.
Oh, I loved them. Sam, I loved them.
The second time I marked Duncan, and don't forget, I'm only 20, and I'm not the tallest. I'm only 6 foot. I'm not the tallest centre. I'm just under 6 foot. So I'm marking Ferguson because no one else has really got the bottle to mark him. So when I first got in the Liverpool team, you talk about the Spice Boys before, if we played Arsenal, I marked Tony Adams. If we played Man United, I marked Yap Sam.
I'm not even that big.
Well, I don't think Ruddock was playing, to be fair, but I wasn't that tall. But I was like, I'll be up for it type of thing out. So I marked Ferguson because he was that good in the air. We said, well, okay, why don't we put, or the manager said, put Michael Owen on him as well. Almost one in front, one behind. Yeah. So on a corner, if he's going to, he can't run forward.
Try and block him,
block him off. So the first one, we've done it great and he can't move. So the second one, he's just, you can see what's going, he's just gone, fuck off. Hit me right in the lip. And I've just gone like, whoa, and then the corner's coming, it's just like, whoa, what happened there? So then Michael Owen comes in at half time. He goes, Are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. Because he obviously can't speak. He's up front, I'm at the back. He hasn't spoke to me since. You know what? I can't believe what I've just seen. I was like, oh, it's fucking hell. Don't worry about it.
That big dunk, mate.
Right, I need to ask you, big Gabriel Cissé came in January. What kind of guy? Because he seems like he's miles off at me.
Lad, someone told you to ask me about him.
Nah. Hey, what's it? Is there stories?
Oh, lad, there's a story there. I don't think I've told anyone.
Go on, guy. Come on, this is amazing.
It's quite embarrassing. Like, but big Zhib's come in. Obviously, hell of a career. European champion and all that. But he started just to annoy me. You know what I mean? He's a bit of a selfish bastard. He's a striker, isn't he? He's a striker. So he's a bit of a selfish one. And there's a few things. He used to have this array of cars, about 7, 8, 9, 10 cars. He'd leave them all in the car park at the training ground. He'd just use it as his own car park. That's one thing, and there were some decent cars. Then he'd come in, he used to have his own fashion label.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He'd come in into the change room in a skirt, long boots. Notice like
a skirt,
just a bit eccentric. Uh-huh. And then the tipping point was we got beat 6-0, 6-1 away at Chelsea, which is a local derby for QPR. We're 6-0 down. Fernando Torres is playing like he had a Liverpool shirt on for Chelsea. You know what I mean? Not very rarely. Like he scored a hat trick that day and run the show. Gibril Cissé scores a goal to make it 6-1 with 5 minutes to go. And he's running down the touchline like he's won the World Cup, going, yeah, in front of the fans. And I'm going, is this lad for real? Is this lad for fucking real? You know, just little things like that. So we'll get to the story. So we're playing Blackburn away.
the Saturday. We're training at Loftus Road on the Friday. Okay, we're on the ground. We're at the main stadium. Doing a bit of shape. Bang, I go into the back of Jibril. Says, not a bad tackle, just leave him on the floor. And he's crying and he's shouting. And I'm going, Jib, lad, you're in England now. You're going to get these every Saturday. So come on, get up. And he's effing and blinding at me. I'm going, listen, get up. You're in England now, son. Crack on. So a bit further on, I get the ball. I'm running down the line. Big Jib takes off and gives me, boomf, big side tackle from my hip down and empties me out. And I've lost my Barnet now. I've lost it because all these little things are building up in my head. I turn around. I'm running at him. I'm thinking, I'm going to batter this lad here. So start.
Windmilling.
I've gone to headbutt him, yeah. I've gone to headbutt Jibril Cissé. Wow. So I've gone, bang, Liverpool kiss. He's ducked. I've headbutted the top of his head, which is not the best place to headbutt anyone. And my nose has gone, poof. Oh, God. Broken nose, blood, claret everywhere. I've lost it even more. And I'm windmilling. It gets broken up. I get sent in. Into the changing rooms. Mark Hughes comes in and goes, what's happening here? What's wrong with you? I said, I need to leave. I can't work in this environment because I lose my shit too much. There's too many cowboys here. he calms me down. But then the Saturday comes. I lose my place in the team. I get put on the bench. I've got this big frigging broken nose. I've got two black eyes. I've got two black eyes. Jibril Cissé is playing. And I'm like, what's going on here? But Joey, like we still have a group chat every now and then on Zoom, and they say it's officially the worst fight they've ever seen on a football field.
The Inverness manager now, John Robertson, he took over it.
John Robertson was there for a while. Oh, he was funny. my lasting memory of John Robertson just involves him taking a shit in a bus in every away game. Honestly.
Every game?
Every single game without fail, right? The first game, he walks on the bus and he's a pooper in his hand, like, and you know the wee toilets in the bus, like, he barely can piss on them. So we're all sitting up the back of the bus and he comes up and he's in there and he's the pooper and everybody's sort of looking, pooper, right? I must take the pooper and do a piss or whatever. So we're sitting there, doesn't come out for about 10 minutes and we start looking at it, surely not. So we sort of left it the first game, right? Next away game, 2 weeks later, bus pulls up as if he's waiting on the bus. On the bus hasn't even left yet, and he's in the bog. And that was his nickname then, Shite the Bus. That's his nickname. But
did he know who, that?
No, I didn't know that. Nah, but he wasn't there very long.
Ah, it was Wes Burns. So Wes Burns had given, so he had a hamper from his agent, like the agency, it was a Harrods hamper or something.
Oh, nice.
And he left it obviously in his place, and the boys, so Kenny and that, took the chocolates out, had it, ate the chocolates, they were brilliant by the way. Then had a shite in it, smeared it so it didn't look, wrapped it back up, wrapped it back in the big box, and it looked brand new. You would never have noticed.
Wow.
And everyone sort of forgot about it. Like, it sort of like, it went unnoticed until like sort of January, I don't know, when we came back, mid-January say, and the boys were sort of on, I think it was on the away game, one on the bus on the way down, and it must have clicked with someone thinking like, I wonder where that box is. Like, what's he done with it? So then the boys sort of started making jokes with him, like, Wes, what happened to that hamper? Did it taste like shite or what? Like, having a laugh, right? So the boys are like having that banter, and Wes is like, what's going on here? Like, and he's like, I've given that hamper to my neighbour because they looked after my dogs over Christmas. And mate, as soon as he said that, all the boys were like, oh no, oh no. Like, we're going to have to tell him that. So one of them told him, and he was like, nah, please tell me you're joking. Like, please tell me you're joking. Like, I've gave it to her. I don't know if she's opened it or not. Like, I don't know what's went on. So then we said to him, look, you're going to have to text her, like, and say to her, like, that Harrods hamper that I gave you, whatever you do, don't eat the chocolates. So I think he done it. And
He texted her
on the bus, like, a massive thing, because he was nervous as well, because it was like, he was like, oh, like, is there anything wrong with this? Like, can she, like, phone the police or that on me? Like, I've gave her a box of shite. So he's like, well, she could torture me here or that. So then the boy's like, right, you're going to have to text her. So he texts her, basically saying, do not open that hamper. Like, I'm so sorry, but the boys thought it was the boys thought it was funny to have a shite in the chocolates. The boys thought it was funny to have a shite in the chocolates, so please don't eat it. And to be fair to this, I think it was an older lady, maybe. She messaged back saying, like, oh, what are them boys like? I'll throw it in the bin or something. Oh, mate, it was honestly the best story you'll ever hear, man.
We went on a pre-season trip to Portugal. Not pre-season, mid-season, that season. Probably to try and make sure that we try and galvanise for the second half, try and stay in the Premiership. It was the biggest stag do you've ever seen.
Yes.
It was a 4-day of, like, monster proportions. Me, Kev McDonald, and, you know, Brian Easton, Hamilton captain. We stayed in this really plush apartment block, hotel apartment, and him and I were staying in, him and I and Kev had an apartment, 3-bedroom apartment. We'd been out one of the nights, came back, and just messing about in the living room or whatever, and an egg fucks me off the back of the head. I'm like, okay, right, so it's going to be like that, is it? The biggest food fight you've ever seen. No, I mean, like, it got really out of hand quickly. Things escalated. Like, a pineapple missed my head by like a quarter of an inch. So eggs, tomatoes, the fridge was emptied because it was fully stocked for us, for each apartment. Woke up in the morning, I've come through in the buff into the lounge, and oh no, we are in big fucking trouble.
What, place wrecked?
But I was trying to work it out. There was smashed pictures, there was fucking tables off legs. And I'm like, oh no. So I'm like, Keith, Eastie, get up! So I'm through, and they're obviously still out their nuts. I'm trying to be a bit more serious because I'm older. So I'm under the kitchen getting all the, like, the sprays and all that. And I'm trying, you ever, egg doesn't come off walls.
Does it or not?
Oh, does it, fuck. Right. I'm scraping that much, there's paint coming off. They're standing laughing at me because I'm naked doing this, scraping it off the wall. Eastie goes to open the curtains so we can get a better look at what we've done. The fucking window's smashed and there's a melon in the floor. So at this point I'm going, look, boys, this is not good. So we tried to do the world's worst cleanup and we're walking down to training. We're going to be training. Brian Laws, he obviously doesn't know that we've wrecked the room. But as we're walking down to training, I had to walk past this communal swimming pool. I looked in the swimming pool and the table tennis table's in the swimming pool. And I was like, yeah, fucking beauty. Somebody else is getting dragged in here. So we go down to training. And Brian Laws has held this big kind of circular meeting before we train. Boys, you know, we come along here to kind of do a bit of team bonding, but it's been taken far too far. And he doesn't know we fucked a room at this point. I'm going, oh no. But I'm looking round all the boys and I'm saying, where's fucking big Clark Carlisle? Well, he's not here. Honestly. Just, you heard like somebody shouting. You know those golf buggies that the cleaners use with the tools in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Comes like Dukes of Hazzard over the top of a hill, lands, tools everywhere, comes up, handbrake turns into like the middle of the meeting, right? Jumps out, he's wearing a pair of slips and a pair of brown brogues. He's like, I'm ready to train, gaffer. See, at that point, I looked at Brian Law's face and you could just see this man knew we were getting relegated. That was us finished. Oh,
amazing,
dear.
Man.
Ridiculous scenes.
And in the hot tub, Mick Tomlin comes through and we're like, Eastie's got fireworks in his hand or something like that. He's popping fireworks off, like, I don't know, it was a, like, fire starter. Tomlin comes through the back with a big toaster, right? And like, he's above the jacuzzi, we're like, it's not that. We go, you automatically, your heart's in your mouth because I'm thinking, this guy could do this. We're all like, nah, Tomlin, come on, man, come on, stop, come on, Tomlin. He's above the jacuzzi like this. He's waiting, yeah, boys, what are you saying now, you fucking idiots? We're like, what? We're all like, jump out and stuff. And he was like, don't move, I'll put it in there and that. And in the end, obviously, of course, he didn't put it in. But that was the time I realised this guy's mental in the head here.